The Black Angel by Cornell Woolrich, narrated by Hilary Huber. Chapter 1. Angel with Whisk Broom. He always called me Angel Face. That was his name for me when we were by ourselves. That was a special thing, from him to me. He'd bring his face down close to mine and say it low. He'd say he wondered where I got it, that angel face. And things like that your husband says to you. Then all at once it stopped, and before I knew it, it was weeks since I'd heard it. I waited for it to come again and wondered why it didn't. Then that stopped too. His blue suit was missing from the closet, and that was strange. That was my job, to send things to the cleaner. I worked my way a little deeper in along the hangers, to the left, his side of the closet. His gray one was missing too, and that was stranger still. Two suits at once? That was all he had, except the one that he was wearing. If there hadn't already been one or two little things before this, it would have been different. It would have been just a case of a couple of his suits gone from the closet. But there had already been one or two little things before this. And that made it something else again. A lie now and then, where there was no reason for a lie. There was the evening he'd spent with one of the fellas, had a few beers too many. No harm in that. I told him so. I'd said, "I didn't ask you, Kirk. You're the one who's telling me." Then, only a week or so later, when his companion of that particular night happened to be up in our apartment, and I laughingly referred to the incident,